Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, today is Thursday, and we are absolutely thankful for another day. Well, I am excited. I hope you are excited. It's an awesome day. I know we had, oh my gosh, if you're on the East Coast, the sun is already up and about, and it's looking like it's going to be a great, 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 great day as we continue the wonderful, wonderful month of October. October, I tell you, it's been an exciting week all week long. Yesterday, we were talking about getting shortchanged, talking about not shortchanging ourselves. The day before that, we had Mr. Terry Benjamin, our Tuesday weekly guest. He's our Tuesday weekly guest, and you can tune in, tell your friends, set your dial, lock it in for Mr. Terry Benjamin coming to us with the topic of healthy aging, how to age healthy, healthy aging, and lifelong learning. I tell you, those are two powerful topics, and he has combined them. That's going to be awesome. Catch him on Tuesday mornings right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. And I tell you, we don't know who may come next week, but I tell you one thing. One thing I want to let you know, on Saturday at 9, I'm doing a special show, a special topic entitled When He Breaks Your Heart. So make sure you write that down. Put that on your to-do list. If you want to call in, if you have comments or questions, you'll be able to do that. But today I wanted to share with you some information for the small business owner. So if you are a small business owner and you want your business to grow, you know, right now, and especially if you are a small business woman, if you are a woman small business owner or minority business owner, you are one of women business owners are the fastest growing sector of businesses. And so there are funds available to help you start your business up. For those of you who are just starting out, there are loans for you who want to expand your business. Now, two banks I want to give you, actually three, and especially if you're in the New Jersey region. But other areas, if you're tuned in, you can simply go to, I mean, some of these banks deal across the country. If not, you can go to your local SBA, that's the Small Business Administration. They are in every city. You can go and connect with them. It is a federally funded agency. It's a federally funded agency, a federal government agency, and they are there to help you. All right, so what is it that you need to do your to apply for most banks, okay? For most banks, you have to do, there's different types of, like, for instance, these two banks, the TD Bank and the HSBC Bank. So for those of you in the New Jersey area, TD Bank, the HSBC Bank, and also Sun Bank. But your Small Business Administration, they can help you. All right. So there are lines of credit, just like you can get your business can get a credit card. And remember, a business is a living entity. So much like what you can do for an individual, you can also do for your business. Also, remember, the Small Business Administration and agencies that are connected to the Small Business Administration can help you with the various forms. Now, we've just started a group for small business women to come and to find out what they need, how they need to get positioned, all right? You want to get positioned in the right place in order to go forward in your business, but you can expand. For instance, the HSBC Bank, they will loan anywhere up to, you know, $2 billion, right? You have the three under the SBA. You have the three major type of loans. You have your basic SBA Express loan, which is, you know, over a little over $500,000. Well, a quarter, a little over a quarter, not quite a half, $350,000. So not quite $500,000, but certainly over a quarter of $1 million. That's a lot of money to help start your small business. And then there's the 7A loan, which is the guaranteed loan program, and that is a couple million. And also the preferred lender. So you have these different types of loans that are available to you through the small business. And again, the Small Business Administration, that's what they're there for. They're there to help you figure out how to, you know, which banks that you want to work with, because these are banks that they've already approved for your for the lending. But you have to be prepared. You want to have your business plan, and in your business plan, you want to include your finances. You want to include in your business plan your marketing strategy, your how you're going to reach your target market, how you're going to develop, you know, that market and work with that market. Okay, so that's what you need in order to. Well, that's what you want to do to get started with your finances. You definitely want to sit down with the SBA. Now, before you do that, before you sit down with the SBA, you want to have your business plan done, all right? The SBA, they do have classes that you can possibly sign up for to get to do your business plan. You can also sign up with our Small Business Women's Institute for classes. You can inbox me on Facebook, or you can, I'll be starting a group there soon for the Small Business Women's Institute right there on Facebook, and I will be posting this kind of information, how you can get loans, where you can get loans, what kind of grants are available, what do you need to do for the grant, and then also we'll have some face-to-face meetings where you can come and you can network with other small businesses. It won't be a sit-down type of meeting. It'll be all business training. This is small business training only. This is teaching you everything from the dynamics of business, teaching you about the economy, economics. We'll do a session on economics. I'll be doing a session on global business, how to take your business global, how to get involved in the global market. The global market, there's about definitely over 5 billion people around the world in that market. And so you want to tap into that. We need to get ladies, women, we need to get global, okay? We need to go global. We have people doing their ministries global, but in the marketplace, we need to go global. It's time to do it. Also, in this training program, we will be training on leadership skills, management skills. I was sharing with students at Essex County College on last evening, and we were just touching the tip, the very tip of the iceberg for business management. really pretty much every student in there could attest to the fact that these basic management and leadership principles are not taught in their companies. And that's, and shame on you, companies, that, you know, your managers aren't taught these basic business management practices. So we know that you're not, and so we're going to teach you some basic, you know, strategies for management. Also, when we get into the financing and begin to talk about how to find so many ways, so there's more than one way to finance your business. For instance, I've invited all of you to our fundraiser at Applebee's. Now, did you know that that's a financing tool? That's a way to finance your business. A fundraiser is a great way to start out, especially if you're a startup. It's a great way to finance. It's nice and easy. You can find you a nice fundraiser. And you will be totally, totally surprised at how you can bring money into your business just through fundraising. So we're doing the Applebee's Flapjack fundraiser this Saturday. And that's at the Applebee's located in Union, New Jersey on Route 22, on the eastbound side of Route 22, where the Toys R Us and the Lowe's store is. It's where the old Bradleys used to be years ago. So for those of you who know the Bradleys, used to be a Bradleys there years ago. But that's where we're going to be located. Toys R Us is right there in Union. I believe the address is something like 1721 Marst Avenue. So you want to meet us there. It's a great opportunity for you to see firsthand how a small business like Performance Strategies Unlimited, how they can do this fundraiser, and you can do it too. And you can possibly, in a month's time, you know, you can generate $3,000 to $4,000 for your business. And see, for some of you, that wouldn't be bad because that's, you know, that's either your rent, at least your rent would be covered. Also, another way to finance your business is to have sellable products, some kind of product or service that could bring in revenue to your business and help offset the costs of doing business as well. So you have your products, you have your services. Now, for the nonprofit, you can also have products. You can also get loans. You can also, you don't have to just get a grant. Nonprofits can get loans. You can borrow money, all right? And the way you're going to pay that loan back is through some type of service or product that you are also offering for your business. But you do have to be careful and look at your accounting structure. And so how your business is structured for accounting purposes. So these are all part of the trainings now that will be going forth through this Small Business Women's Training Institute, which we're very, very, very excited about, helping the small business women and also helping women to establish and start their small businesses. Helping them to start, establish, expand, and grow their small businesses. So we are so there's like three major things that we're doing right now that we're excited about. And one is helping the small business owner. Number two is working with people in career transition. And that we're so excited about. So we're going to be doing things like what? Helping with resume writing, interviewing, how to interview, what to wear on an interview, what to wear on the job. So we're going to be talking about dress for success. So you'll be hearing more from us on that, how to dress for success. So we're so excited about that one. That's a big one. So we have our Small Business Women's Institute, which we're so, so excited about. And basically, you know, it's just, I mean, probably overall the big umbrella will be the Success Institute. And under that, you know, you'll have the Small Business Women's Institute, we'll do the Career Training Institute. And then thirdly, we're also working with helping people who have all kinds of challenges with domestic violence, sexual assault, being on the street. So it is really, really, and we're partnering with others. You know, we're not working by ourselves. We're going to be partnering with those who want to partner with us. We've been doing this for a long time now. We didn't just get started. We've been involved. Performance Strategies Unlimited has been around since 2002 when we first launched the business. And so we've been working with training and small businesses career transition for a while now, nearly close to 10 years. Also, at one time, we had Brand New Beginnings. We had a website. We had functions, events that we did. So we're excited to keep going, and we want to show other people how to be sustainable, how to not give up on your business, how to scale down when you need to scale down, how to expand when you need to expand, because businesses go through a cycle. Businesses go through a cycle. So in our training, we're going to teach you about the different types of planning for your business, how to set goals, how to do a SWOT analysis, and many other things. But back to financing for your small business. Again, you can, first of all, you want to make sure that your credit is clean, that your credit is good, all right? Keep your credit as good as you can. If you already have credit problems, you need to meet with someone that can help you clear those problems up. It's just a matter of clearing those problems up. And once you do that, you're well on your way. You're well on your way to getting a business loan so that you can either start your business or grow your business. Start or grow your business. So you can get loans. You know, some people do get credit cards and use that money. Some people, just through their credit cards, they can get $30,000 or $50,000. Or you can get a line of credit from the bank, which is almost like getting a credit card in a sense. And you can use your money that way. But you need the business plan, because you need to know where the money is going, how you're going to get that money back, how you're going to repay your investors. There are investors who are willing to invest in you, but why should they? If you cannot speak intelligently and informatively about how you're going to recoup back the money that they're investing in your business. So you have to have a business plan before you go to these angel investors. These are people who want to invest in small businesses. Or they want to invest in businesses, not just small businesses, but all kinds of businesses. But if you are a small business, this is the best time. Starbucks, right now, Starbucks has, you know, gone on the record to say that they want to begin to help the community and working with the small business owners. So you need to go to the website, go to Starbucks' website, and get that information. Starbucks wants to help you, and they want to give out loans to small business owners and education and training. Mr. Howard, I think it's Howard Schultz, he came out publicly. It was stated in the New York Times that he wants to help, so you need to investigate that. See if you can go to the New York Times, go to their website, search for that article, and or go to the internet and search for the article and get linked up with Starbucks. And no doubt that if this is a success, then other small businesses will do the same. Other corporations, whether it be the Walmarts or whomever, these individuals will looking to get on board to loan money to your small business. So you want to have that clear credit. God bless. God bless my good friend, Patricia Martin. God bless you this morning. Our prayers are with you, that you have a safe and successful, victorious day today. I just noticed you on the phone lines there, so I definitely want to give you that shout out. We are talking this morning about financing for small business owners. Financing for small business owners. If you are a small business, then you need to get yourself ready, but you need the business plan. You need to sit down with, if you're just starting out, you need to sit down with the SBA or people like myself and others that are a part of my organization or people that have partnered with my organization through our Small Business Women's Training Institute. We just launched this institute. We've been working on it for the past 3 or 4 years, but you know, there's a time when the timing, when everything becomes right, when it's that's the time right there to do things. And so it's the time to launch it officially and to get going. We're so, I'm not waiting for a building. I'm not waiting for this or that. We're just going forth. Because I've learned through the law of attraction that when you go head on and move forward in your dream, your vision, the things will come to you. But when you sit back and you wait for things to get right to launch, you're already too late. And so we're launching it, and we're going forward with the Small Business Women's Training Institute, where you will be able to learn everything you need to start and grow your business. So we're so excited, from how to understand the business environment. The business environment sometimes is volatile, it's very dynamic, it's never the same, it's constantly changing. The rules of the game change probably almost every day. You got to keep up. Also, talking about the marketing, we haven't even gotten into marketing yet. Looking at some financing strategies, what kind of finances. So we already told you about TD Bank, the HSBC Bank, Sun Bank. Also, you can go to the SBA. You can ask them about their SBA Express Loan, about their 7A Loan Guarantee Program, and about their Preferred Lender Program. All of these programs are a little bit different. My sister, who worked for SBA for several years, and this was about 10 years ago, and she was telling us about a lot of the programs they have there, that they may even have new programs. But one of the things that she mentioned, and one of the problems, because we had her via a conference call, and I'll bring her on. I'll get one morning that she's actually she works for HUD now, so it's a very busy job, and so she can share a lot of information, even about grants. But one morning I'll get her on 7 a.m., and I'll have her talk more about some of the things that she saw were the problems that can hinder people from getting the loans. But two things that she shared with me that I'm sharing with you, one is your credit, your own personal credit needs to be good. Number two, you need a mentor. And actually she said to mentor first. So you need a mentor. And a mentor, by mentor, we mean someone who has achieved successful business. Like they already went from nothing and now their business is grossing a couple of million dollars a year. Because you figure, like, if a bank loans you $1 million, what's the payoff structure? Is it 5 years? Is it 10 years? It's just like when you buy a car. When you go purchase a car, let's just say you're going to go to the car dealership and you're going to purchase a Mercedes-Benz. that Mercedes-Benz is $60,000, they're going to give you a loan structure of, say, about, what, 6 years? Similar to when you purchase a house. And you purchase a home, let's just say you purchase a home that's worth a $500,000 or a quarter of a million, $250,000, a quarter of $1 million, right? Well, that bank, is that mortgage company is going to give you a mortgage, and it's going to stretch out your payments over a period of time. So, for instance, if you get a quarter of $1 million loan, they might put you on a 20-year payback system, and you're paying, of course, interest rates are compounding every day, so you're going to pay back a lot more than what you borrowed, but you were able to borrow. So, you know, I'm sure that a business loan is going to work very, very similar to that, and I'm looking over a bank application now, and pretty much it's a 16-page document, and you know, you got to have things in place, but you need help, you know, filling out these applications. That's what we're going to be here for. We'll be bringing in people from the SBA to come talk to you. We'll be bringing in people from the bank to come and help you fill these paperwork out when we have our online sessions or whether we meet in person. But we are turning, I am turning, what, a third of my attention toward the small business owner. So the small business, I'm a small business owner, and it's just like if you're a parent, you know, you got a child in school, you get involved in PTA. Well, I'm a business owner, so to me it makes sense to get involved in helping small business women, helping small business women. So, again, we're very, very, very excited about it. And, again, you don't have to quit your day job. If you are a business owner and you work, that may be even better, maybe, because maybe now the bank, especially if it's a business that you can run while you're working, the bank may see you as a person who has the ability to repay that loan if you have a paycheck coming in. So keep your day job for a minute. Get that loan done. Get the credit right. That's key, having the clean credit. That's a great way to start. And so we told you about a few places where you can look to for loans. You got the SBA, TD Bank, the HSBC Bank, Sun Bank. These are banks that have been written up for being friendly to small businesses. Then there's Starbucks. Starbucks said that they're working also through the SBA to make funds available through the SBA's guaranteed loan programs. Sort of like when students go to college, they get guaranteed student loans backed by the government. So very similar. Well, that's all the time. We're just doing a half-hour show today because we have, today, another heavy schedule, some projects that we have to go do. But we will be back tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure tomorrow we'll be here for a full hour, and we will continue our discussions for the small business owner. But also, don't forget, Saturday morning, I'd love to see you at our fundraiser at the Applebee's right there on Route 22 eastbound in Union, New Jersey, by the Toys R Us. Your tickets are only $10. You're going to enjoy a tall stack of pancakes, scrambled eggs, and meat and sausage or something to drink and or coffee. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to network with other small businesses, work with other people that might be your potential customer for your business. So that's a whole other. But it's been great. It's been real. We thank you, and we'll see you back tomorrow. Now, same time, same place. Now, remember, phenomenal preparation breeds phenomenal success. So you want to get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Well, this has been Coach Lalisa right here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day.